miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
People fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Well, me,
Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up in a minute, we're going to update the top 20 most romantic songs of all time for Valentine's Day. We'll update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll, which is a spinoff of Valentine's Day. And if anybody has any good stories, maybe breakups, blow-ups, anything
weird. Or meetups,
weird,
or hookups on Valentine's Day.
Anything that happened on Valentine's Day, we want to hear about it. Because this, let's face it, this is the most awkward and difficult day of the year for men to maneuver through. You don't want to do too much. If you're like just starting to date somebody, you don't want to go too far. Maybe you're trying to make the impossible move from friend zone to girlfriend.
Impossible. Never been done.
It is difficult.
Well, maybe go with the card and the one rose.
Yeah, I mean, you can screw this up many number of ways here.
I like what Buddy's doing.
I do too, actually. That sounds like something I would do.
My wife and I going to dinner tonight in Miami. Mm-hmm. Our gifts to each other. Don't text me right now. Our gifts to each other, staying there tonight and going to the boat show tomorrow. Also got her flowers. She doesn't want candy because she's dieting. Good job.
All right. She's dieting. Tell the whole world your wife's dieting.
I not read that?
I don't know.
I don't know what his buddy's wife is.
LeBron hater number one baked his wife a heart-shaped cake. I'm trying to see if that looks like a heart or not.
A lot of crumbs on that there, LeBron hater.
Is that bowl edible? What is that?
Did he eat the edges?
No, I think what he did is he baked a rectangular cake and then just cut out a heart. I think that's exactly what he did.
But what is it? That's a bad presentation.
Hold on. A man baking a cake for his wife, it doesn't matter what it looks like, he's going to get points for the effort.
I don't like the presentation.
No, I disagree with you, Pete. No, you're absolutely right.
No, I agree to accept, but
it's a small cake.
Is that in a bowl?
No, it's a regular, it's like a side plate.
Yeah, it's a regular plate.
He's got it sprinkled with probably.
That's sprinkles.
Yeah, but.
Sprinkled with sprinkles, it makes sense.
Or is it crumbs from the cutting job that didn't go well?
It looks like, it's a red velvet cake, I bet. Is it? Need more clarification, LeBron hater number one.
6:09, my girlfriend and I are doing a Thanksgiving dinner?
Why waste a meal?
Why waste a great meal on a crappy day? Wow. Huh.
Oh, see, I was right. Yeah, red velvet. I cut the heart. Okay.
All right. Got to blow off those crumbs there.
616, sure my birthday's today, being my first Valentine's Day.
He or she said V-Day. VD. What did I say earlier?
Happy VD.
Happy VD Day.
My wife.
VD. Happy VD.
Boycotts Valentine's Day. Her idea. Huh. All right.
It's crumbs from my crappy cutting. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
It's all right, though. He's going to get points for the effort.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's not every day a man bakes a cake for his wife and the wife is going to appreciate it. Absolutely. No doubt about it. All right, Chris, this is what I wanted to run by you.
Do it.
Do a live on the air. I actually wanted to add another question to our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. I want to find out. I want to find out about women. I want to get down to the bottom because men don't understand women.
What
by and
women
large.
Want, which is a very underrated movie by
I
the
wanna,
way.
I want to. You're exactly yes.
With Mel Gibson and Helen Hunt.
But I don't like it when dudes like.
Not a big fan of Helen Hunt.
She was funny in this.
She was good in Hurricane or
Twister,
Tornado or
Twister. Hurricane.
No, she wasn't.
Cows are flying around.
That's an awful movie.
She was in Castaway. She did a good job there.
Yeah, because she had a minimal role. That's okay. Tom Hanks. Then
she
Wilson.
Got nominated for an Oscar for the movie where she played a surrogate.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I want to do to help us find out what women really want. All right? We can put this on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll. I want to phrase it this way. She can only pick one. Does she like looks? You know, she want a hottie? Or big personality, confidence, guy that takes over a room, or money. And you can only pick one.
Of course, they're going to say all of the above.
No, not going to give them the option. You got to pick one. Looks, personality, or money.
What would you pick?
Money.
money.
So should I phrase it, she can only pick one?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What do women want? She can only pick one. Looks, money, or personality. I once told my wife, I said, yeah, if you ever leave me and divorce me and get remarried, marry somebody with some money next time around. I don't know. Maybe I could benefit from that somehow indirectly. I don't know. Palimony.
Oh, man.
All right. So we also have another question up on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll because we got into pickup line. What did we get into? I don't know. Anyway, we were trying to figure out who hypothetically would have a better pickup game. Not talking
not
basketball.
Right. Good job.
Now, you're assuming only women are going to vote on this poll, which I can promise you that probably would not be the case.
Well, if men vote, they're going to screw it up. But yeah. Anyway, it's out there. I can't control the world.
Personality, money.
Yeah. She can only pick one. See, guys,
I honestly think for women,
yeah,
looks is at the bottom.
I do. I think personality is at the top.
I think money's at the top. I think personality second. And I think looks
well,
is
well, money, I think having a job counts. I mean, you can have personality, but if you don't have a job.
Have you seen Jeff Bezos' new girlfriend?
Bezos.
Amazon guy who just got turned down in New York?
She was a news anchor in L.A. when I lived there.
It's not worth $700 million.
She obviously likes money first. Because Bezos is not an attractive-looking guy.
I'm sure he's got a great personality.
He's got $40 billion or whatever it is at Amazon.
Johnny Carson had to give up half his stuff, $500 million in half.
Well, he got married four times.
I know.
He couldn't be faithful. Kept getting in trouble.
I don't know if it was all on him. Quick to judge.
All right. So who would have the better pickup line between you, me, and Chris? Hypothetically, what did the poll say?
So far, right now, 61% say me, 22% Chris, 70% you.
Why are you getting 2/3 of the vote?
I don't know.
What
I don't
is
like
it
this.
About your personality that people think that's going to get chicks?
Because I'm not arrogant about it. Because I'm natural.
I'm not arrogant.
I didn't say you were. I go with the flow.
And I matched toe for toe with Chris, the young kid. Yeah.
I have a confident aura about me back then.
Okay, I don't think any three of us lack for confidence in any kind, between the three of us.
Oh, I may have projected a confident aura, but I was scared out of my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, talking to girls was, like I do now. But you know what? I think Scarlett Johansson, as Black Widow in Age of Ultron, had a great line when she was talking to
Bruce Banner.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, he's got a temper, but also he's a big dork. Mm. And she said, chicks like that.
Chicks like big dorks?
I think what Big Bang Theory has done, really, nerdy's in.
Really?
Yes.
No, because,
because the nerds make, first of all, the nerds make money.
No. Bingo.
Yeah.
That's why nerdy is in, because nerds make money.
Yeah.
If you're a superhero nerd, that's a lot different than being a tech nerd.
Right.
Tech nerd gets the girl. Superhero nerd.
Mark Ruffalo got the girl. Hulk got the girl. Bruce Banner.
You're going to a fictitious character.
Well, you said.
He also got the girl after he saved the world from an alien invasion. I think if a random dude does that, he can get any girl that he wants. You know, I saved the world.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
That's why I'd wear a mask, so I could keep my identity.
If you save the world, you want to really tie yourself down? I mean, think about it. You just, you know, I don't know.
No, I think dorky is in. I think dorky and nerdy is way in now more than it used to be 30 years ago. Not even close.
Wow.
Not even close.
Let's see here. 239 says, we got each other nothing.
Nothing.
Flowers do nothing for her. She hates chocolate.
What?
Sounds like a joy. And when it's all said and done, we both drop a couple hundred on each other. Instead, in the summer, we spend three nights in the Keys.
Instead of two. That's great.
That's fine.
It's a good call.
That is a good call. I like that.
But I still think that there are women out there that are sensitive, and I'm sure some men, too, if they don't get anything. But that if you don't get even one rose, a card, if you don't get at least a card, then I think that's a problem with the lot. On Valentine's Day. And you could say, They can always project all they want. Nope.
Yep. They're going to remember that for a whole other year.
Man.
Remember last year when he got me nothing?
You
right?
do that, you're going home in a body bag the rest of the year. Some of these relationships, but.
All right, Pete Shepard, I have a list. This came from MSN.com. The list of the top 20 romantic songs for Valentine's Day. All right?
Yeah.
I have double-checked
this. I have not seen your list, sure. So I don't know whose list this is.
MSN.
Okay.
This list is in no particular – the order that it is, it's chronological. Like the oldest way back songs are the first ones and then the more current
start
ones.
Back from
so there's no like number one or anything like that. Yeah. This is just 20. But I'm curious of the older ones. How many Chris may have?
So you're going to go back and start with
the oldest one on the list. Etta James.
Yeah.
At last. 1960.
At last.
There you go.
Yes.
Good. Chris has heard of that one.
Has come
because even in Chris's millennial weddings, they play this at every wedding now.
I'm impressed.
It used to be. That used to be like, oh, what a great song.
Yeah. Interesting fun fact about this song, even though it was released in 1960, it was actually part of the 1941 musical film Sun Valley Serenade. It wasn't released as a song like to be played on the radio for another 20 years. And I don't know if you shout out to number one. All right, so that's the first one on the list.
I have my two at the end.
All right, let's see if you have your favorites.
You can have two as well.
The next one on the list, 1961, I believe Chris played it as bumper music earlier today. Can't Help Falling in Love, Elvis Presley. Was that the Presley song you played?
Now or Never. That was between those two.
Okay, Can't Help Falling in Love, 1961. 1964, The Way You Look Tonight, Frank Sinatra's version.
Yeah.
Maroon 5 does a really nice rendition of that, actually.
No, they
really do. Have you heard it?
Don't like it.
It's good.
You can't redo Sinatra. Nope. There's nobody better.
What are you talking about?
You can't redo Sinatra. Thousands of people have redone Sinatra.
Although I think overall Dean's voice was better, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
But yeah.
No, it's not blasphemy. I think Dean's voice is better than Frank's, but I like them both.
All right, next. Most romantic songs for Valentine's Day. Aretha Franklin, 1967, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
I thought it was going to be Respect.
No, it is not Respect.
I don't like that song.
Natural You Make
woman?
Me Feel?
Make a natural. What's an unnatural woman feel like? Dead silence.
One that's been enhanced.
I mean,
surgically?
I can answer that. I don't.
You make me.
I don't know.
Like a natural woman, as opposed to an unnatural woman.
That's a great song. What are you talking about?
I didn't say
it
wasn't a great song. I said, what difference? What's an unnatural woman?
What is an unnatural woman? Well, hold on.
I can break this down. No.
I'm just throwing it
out. I don't know
there.
how to say this softly, if you will. All right. Like tiptoe around what I'm trying to say.
All right, well, just rip the Band-Aid off, Chris.
There's natural.
Yeah.
And then there's...
Enhanced?
Non-natural.
Right.
There's aided. There are
plastic
aids.
Surgery.
Yeah, but
I'm talking about in the sack. There's natural stuff that goes on, and then there's like technology and stuff that you can bring in there. That's what I think it is.
I don't think that has.
Are you talking about a doll?
I'm talking about AIDS. Disease.
No, you are so off base. I can't.
Where are we going here?
I can't even.
I told you I didn't know how to say it delicately.
Take your sex toy shop thing someplace else. I mean, that's what he's talking. No, Aretha Franklin's not talking about that.
I don't know. I think it's open to interpretation.
All right, let's stay in 1967. It was a big year.
I don't think UPS even delivered that stuff back then. Anyway,
50 years old.
Yeah.
Frankie Valli, Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Did you play
great
that
song?
One
no, I did it.
Okay,
and that was and if you saw the movie Jersey Boys, and even they had a hard time getting that song on the radio. A hard time because of the way it started so slow, and then it's very jazzy. Awesome, awesome tune by Frankie Valli.
It's a good movie, too.
Great movie.
1970. Yeah. Apparently, we went 3 years without any good songs. Elton John, Your Song, which I think is one of the best songs ever. I love that song.
I've heard that.
It's a little sad, though, right? Yeah. How wonderful my life is.
So funny. Yeah. I like that song. I love
How Wonderful Life Is With You. And
I love Elton John, but that is not one of my favorite songs from him.
That's a great song.
I don't mind it. Yeah, I like other songs he sings a lot better.
Well, he's got a lot of good songs.
A song that he sings that it was a hit in 75 that I think is way better than this is Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. That is a fantastic song by Elton John that does not get the play on the radio that it should, and I don't understand it.
All right, I want to hear the good song and not Pete.
No.
Turn it up.
Play Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word.
I have
this.
Heard this.
Yeah, this is an awesome song.
Yeah, everybody, this is it's overrated.
How is this?
Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word.
This is one of the nicest ballads
it's
of all
nice
time.
It's a nice song.
Oh, this is I Hope You Don't Mind.
Don't you know Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word?
I'm going to put it above this.
Oh, my God. I think it's just a way better tune.
Okay. All right. I like this song.
Yeah, everybody does except Pete.
I like it. I don't love it.
The curmudgeon.
I like Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word a lot better. I think that's more sincere.
Put your sorries in a sack, Pete.
What are your thoughts on Puppy Dogs and Rainbows?
I think it's nice.
All right. Lovely song.
Next nice lovely song. But what? Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word was on his Greatest Hits, Volume 1 and 2, and doesn't get the play on the radio that song does.
But
I never understood why.
That's not a romantic song.
Yes, it is.
That's about a song a guy screwed up and he's got to apologize for.
What do I got to do to make you love
You're
me?
You're not helping it.
Yes, I am.
No. No.
What have I got to do, Craig, to make you care?
Stop singing. That's what you need to make me.
What have I got to do?
All right. Say the next song.
Next on the list. 1977. Clapton. Sorry. Wonderful Tonight.
Great song. Great song.
Not Clapton's best work.
For a ballad love song, what would you put better?
I don't know. 1992. Whitney, how did we go from 1977 to 1992? There are no romantic songs from the 80s.
15-year gap there,
How about
huh?
Faithfully?
How about that?
How about Faithfully by Journey? How's that not in there?
I don't think it is on here. 1992, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about a sing-along song in the car, you don't want anyone listening to you.
When I was DJing.
Was that in the movie?
A Bodyguard.
Bodyguard.
Well, so are a lot of other hits. But what's wrong about that song is in a club. It needs to.
Wrong about that song? No. Absolutely nothing.
No, but in a club, there's a big gap and a big pause from the beginning. And then there's this big 20-second delay. And it's just like.
Oh, come on, Pete. You can do that better.
Oh, no,
Pete, part of romance is to...
Yeah, but in a nightclub at the end of the night...
Let it breathe.
No, in a nightclub at the end of the night, it's a little annoying.
You don't want to be too, quick. You gotta make things last.
Love Whitney.
317, how is Freebird not in here?
Oh, I love you, 317. All right, here we go. Whoa, 239.
Good for you, pal.
Sending us a picture of the bedroom with roses coming out of the ceiling. How did he do that?
On fishing string, so they look like they're floating.
Whoa.
I bet won't look like that later on.
Good move, 239er.
Holy smokes.
That took some effort.
That took a lot of effort.
Wow.
How many roses is that?
Three dozen.
That's got to be. Oh, 30, 3 dozen. Yeah, there you 36. Go. Spells it out for us, huh?
Do we have a way to retweet that out? That's unbelievable.
Good. Wow.
Top notch.
Good job, 239. Huh. All right. Where was I? Celine Dion, 1996. It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
Yeah, it's just good.
I'm trying to think of that one.
It's just hard to admit that it's all coming back to me.
The Titanic theme is better than that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. I'll fight you on that. No, it's not.
Ironically, the next one on our list, 1997, actually, Celine Dion going back to back with
prayer.
My Heart Will Go On.
I like. Yeah, that's it.
From the Titanic song.
Actually, one of her best songs is The Prayer. That's a great song. It sings out in a duet.
2000. Coldplay's Yellow? Which one is that?
Oh, what is that? How does Yellow go?
I'm more recent with their recent stuff. Coldplay Yellow was one of their first major hits, considered a breakthrough. Critics particularly loved how unrepentantly romantic this song was.
This is Yellow?
Yeah.
It's an odd name for a romantic song.
Like Yellow Belly? You're Yeller.
You're Yeller. Get you scared. What?
You know what? I like this.
Good guitar.
Good bumper music coming back in.
Yeah, it's long enough. We'll talk over it. Ironically, I have to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the remaining songs from our list, most romantic songs for Valentine's.
That'll give you two of the most underrated ones ever that will not make anybody's list.
It's Sheeman and Shepherd doing a public service today on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Yeah, they were all yellow. I came along.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. There were moments of gold and there were flashes of light. There were things I'd never do again, but then they'd always seem to right.
Here it is. Oh, chills.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Oh, my gosh.
Laying it out on the line.
Great song.
I need a cigarette.
Wow.
It's Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And Celine Dion, who made our list of the top 20 most romantic songs for Valentine's Day. By the way, for those that are just tuning in, we had a texter last segment from 239 text in and show off, quite impressively, I might add, the picture of his bedroom. Where he's got three dozen multicolored roses hanging upside down from the ceiling, I presume with fish wire.
Fish wire, he says.
That prompted this response from another 239. Someone tell the 239 texter with the floating roses over the bed that he's ruining things for the rest of us. I can't compete with that, and my lady is in the car listening with me right now.
Hello, my lady. Night for one. I like that song 1,000 times better than the Titanic. So, yeah, I agree. But I also think her best one is a duet with either Andrea Bocelli or Josh Groban, The Prayer. Fantastic.
I might use that as our bumper music the rest of the day.
Really?
I can get into that song.
That physically gave you chills.
That took me back right there.
All right.
She's still performing in Vegas, right? Like every night?
I think so, yeah. Now, that'd be a show I would go see. Brittany, not so much. Celine? Yeah,
I'd see them both.
Expensive.
By the way, have you seen Celine Dion lately?
No.
Oh, something's happened to her.
Well, age.
She's always really
thin. No, she's lost like 90 pounds.
No, she's always very, very.
No. People are coming to the point where she's upset about people commenting on her looks now because now she's a recent widow and she's been going through a lot.
And her husband,
but she was thin to begin with.
Her husband.
See what I'm saying, Chris?
Well, you're talking about a love story. That's a really interesting love what she went through, and her husband was sick for a long, long time.
Now, Chris is looking at a picture right now. She looks.
She was always thin,
right?
But now
this is grotesquely so.
It looks anorexic. I hope it's not.
Yeah.
Because she always looked that way anyway. I'm like, have a steak. have something. Get some meat on those bones.
Have a steak.
Yeah.
All right. Top 20 most romantic song. We went through half the list before the break.
Not going to beat that, guaranteed.
What's that?
Celine Dion.
All right. Well, we'll see. So we start off with At Last by Eddie James in 1960. These are all chronological. I Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley. The Way You Look Tonight by Sinatra. The Way You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Aretha Franklin, which turned into a interesting sidebar conversation for Chris.
I don't know the difference between natural or unnatural woman, but maybe Aretha does, but can't tell us. God rest her soul.
Bruce Jenner.
I don't think she's going that when she wrote that. I don't think she thought about that.
Probably not.
No.
I don't think transgender was in the back of her mind
Can't Take My Eyes Off You, Frankie Valli, 1967.
Great song.
Your Song by Elton John, 1970, which is awesome, but Pete rained on the parade.
No, I like this song. I like Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word better.
Wonderful Tonight by Clapton in 77.
You crapped on that one.
Then we fast forwarded all the way to 92. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. 96, Celine Dion, It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
How about You're In My Heart, You're In My Soul by Rod Stewart back?
I think there's a lot that aren't on this list.
Well,
this is top 20.
We're not done yet.
Right.
1997, Celine Dion goes back to back. My Heart Will Go On. That's from the Titanic. And then 2000 Coldplay, their song Yellow. That's where we left off the list.
I don't remember that song.
I know that.
I'm saying till he played it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. All right, next on the list, 2008, Swifty Time, Taylor Swift, Love Story.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good song.
How's that go? I probably know it.
It's the Romeo and Juliet theme, basically. It's a very good song.
You want me to sing the whole thing or just the chorus?
Just hum it or whatever. Sing the chorus.
Go ahead and play it. I gotta bring you into the 2000s at least.
I know. I probably know.
Pete's musical taste stopped in like 1975.
It's not that I don't like
and then everything
it.
That happened after that he's never heard of.
I don't recognize the title, but I probably recognize the song if you played it.
This is like her first big hit.
No, Tim McGraw was her first big hit.
Tim McGraw?
Yeah.
It's a song called Tim McGraw?
Another
Tim
love
McGraw
song, actually. When you hear Tim McGraw, I hope you think of me.
Oh.
We were both young when I first
This is back when I was a Swiftie.
Yeah.
I don't know song.
There's no way. I mean, I'm still embarrassed for you not knowing who Pitbull was. Now you don't. You've never heard this song before?
I can't believe you are saying about me not knowing something and embarrassed.
She lived in Texas when she was singing country. Everybody knows Taylor Swift.
I know she is.
My daughter was 8 years old when this song came out. Of course I heard this song 1,000 times.
Little did I
don't know it.
You don't say you
don't
know.
Hang on,
you
what's the chorus singer?
Here it is.
Wrong pebbles.
Stay away from Juliet.
This really was a Swiftie. All right, here it comes. Here it comes.
Drunk Pebbles and Juliet.
You don't recognize this?
I don't know.
Do you ever turn on the radio if it doesn't have a sports
I'll be
station
a
on?
Princess.
Yeah, but I told you, I'm a classic. You know, I listen to K-Rock. I listen to Sonny. I listen to classic rock or slow, right. You know, that's what I do.
In Boston, they never played Taylor Swift on any radio station you've ever...
I didn't listen to... I don't listen to music stations.
The country music station in Boston is one of the most listened to radio stations in the country.
That's a fact.
Fact.
And the transmitter's down by the harbor.
They change morning shows a bunch of times.
All right, next on our list, also from 2008, Swiftie had some competition from another big-time female singer, Adele. Make
Love
you
Adele.
Feel my love. All right.
I could see you being a big Adele fan, Pete.
My favorite song that she has ever sung, well, a couple, but the one when she won the Oscar for Skyfall, the James Bond movie opening theme. Oh, that is just, that gives you goosebumps. Especially after you see what the movie's all about. Man, she is just,
I tried
love her.
Five times to watch Skyfall. I fell asleep every time. It was the slowest moving movie.
You're out of your mind. It's considered the greatest James Bond movie
you're
ever.
You're kidding me.
Nope. And rightly so.
It's you're not better than Casino Royale.
Yes,
it's
is.
Just not.
I watched Casino Royale again the other night, Daniel Craig's first one. It was very good.
It's a very good one.
Very good.
317 checking in. Forgot my wife was with me in the car. I started singing Swiftie. I am getting judged. That's pretty good.
All right. What other song you got here?
Let's see here. Where do we leave off? Let's see. We're 2008, Adele. All right. 2009. Bebe, Beyonce, and Halo. That's kind of a sad song, Halo, isn't it?
I don't know. Again, I'd have to hear
it. Have you ever heard of Beyonce?
Of course. I don't know the song off the top of my head.
Chris, don't you think Halo's kind of it's a sad song? Is that like a romantic song? I don't know.
I just wouldn't put it in the top 20.
All right. 2010. I don't think I know this one. I'm in the peak category on this one. Edward Sharp and Magnetic Zeros with the song Home.
Who in the hell is
I've
that?
I've never heard that.
It is a country indie folk song.
Huh?
Who?
I have never heard of this before.
What's the group again?
Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Let's listen to it all together for the first time, huh?
Yes, because I'm in. Yeah.
Watch it come out.
Oh, I've heard this.
Okay, I've heard this. All right. At this, I actually get this.
Is this a love song?
I didn't think so.
Is there singing or is it just a whistly tune?
There's not really singing.
Alabama, Arkansas. Oh, I know why you like it.
I didn't even know those were the lyrics, to be honest with you.
What are they? I can't even understand the lyrics. So
what, Alabama, Arkansas? You didn't even hear the first two words?
No.
I've never heard this song before.
I've heard this.
I think it's in a commercial. That's why we've heard
it. Or it's in one of the shows that we watch, like kind of like going to credit music.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Not a
Absolutely.
Fan.
All right, I'm
bottom
done.
Of the list.
Nine.
I don't know if that's I like the song, but a romantic
also
song.
Also in 2010, Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are, which is a good slow song.
How's
not,
that go?
It's not my favorite Bruno Mars. Have you heard of Bruno Mars?
Yes, I'm okay. Sure I know if I don't. But all right, if it's so
I'm not going to sing it, though.
Hum it. Hum one verse.
Hmm.
That was a D sharp. Hold on.
What, do we have to do this now with every song for Pete just
yes,
to bring him up to speed?
You don't know, that was made you don't know in stuff 1997. Either. It's infuriating.
It is infuriating.
I probably I'm know back the song. In my catalog. Why can't you expand yours?
Fact.
I didn't say I didn't know it. I just don't know. I don't like it when I don't know at least a part of a song, at least can hum it. Or at least sing the wrong lyrics.
And 239, R. Kelly is not going to be on any list nowadays.
Yeah, really.
What was his first big hit? I used to play it all the time in a club. His first slow song. What was it?
I don't know, but I feel icky talking
about
him.
I don't like to talk about R. Kelly. It's a disgusting human being.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
All right. Christina Perry. Not Katy Perry. Christina Perry, 2011, A Thousand Years. It's a sleeper
that's a
hit.
Very slow.
For Twilight? Was this a Twilight?
Song, yes.
Oh.
Yes, very slow.
I saw the first Twilight movie. I didn't see him after that.
Yeah, Edward and Bella. Were you Team Edward or Team whoever?
What's about the werewolf
what
kills
was the other one?
Werewolf
Edward
kills the vampire.
Or
somebody will text you.
Who ended up winning in the end? A werewolf or the vampire? Or
it's
the
still
other?
Going on. There's it like is? Three of them.
Here's this song, because it is.
Which one?
Christina Stewart, right?
Slow doesn't begin to describe it.
Which one is this?
This is A Thousand Years, Christina Perry.
Okay. From Twilight.
I mean, let's just go.
Keep on Loving You by REO Speedwagon. Yes, 239.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm
drag it on.
Sign me up for a good ballad, but this one is tough.
This is rough. How to be
brave. All right. Just so everybody knows.
I'm done with all the vampires and all that stuff.
Yeah, it was Team Jacob.
Team Jacob, that's right.
I was always Team Jacob.
Were you?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I didn't choose because I don't...
Pinstripes?
No. Jacob was the werewolf. Edward was the vampire.
Why do we have to... But Edward was first, right?
Edward was the... Well, she was friends with Jake, but Jake was part of the Native Americans who were actually werewolves.
But Jake had to hide from her being a vampire at first,
which I
right?
think there's some racial undertones there. I don't know if that movie could come out today.
I mean, you might be right. I didn't choose either Team Jacob or Team Edwards because I don't choose
No,
dudes.
But your daughter did. What team was she on?
I'm not sure. My wife did. I think my wife was a Jacob.
Really?
That dude, right?
What made
the dark haired one?
The dark haired
right?
guy. Yeah.
That dude
fight?
Had some abs.
Did
man.
They fight?
Yes, they did.
They
the
fight
werewolves
as
the vampires
and
vampires. Didn't like each other.
Yeah. I feel
it's
like
been that way.
I feel like we've carried 30 years forward in pop culture today.
I have movies, songs.
No, but don't give me movies, please.
All right, we got three more on this list. Katy Perry, not Christina Perry. Katy Perry, Unconditionally. I'm trying to think which one that was in.
Unconditionally.
Yeah. All right.
Don't like it.
Nice job. You hit that note nicely.
You like that?
Yeah. Also 2013.
No Air Supply, All Out of Love.
John,
one of the longest notes ever in pop culture history, that last note in that song, All Out of Love.
John Legend, All of Me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been some babies made to that song.
Wow. How's that go? How's that go?
All of me.
I can't
mean,
play just, every
I know,
song on the list.
We're late for a break.
You can't hum it?
No, just...
Not John. No, no. I'll sing Katy Perry. I wouldn't dare try to emulate John Legend.
I agree with one of our texts. No Luther Vandross on this list. Shocking.
How about
2017? Here's our final one. Ed Sheeran, Perfect. Which one of his songs is that?
Who?
Ed Sheeran, The Shape of You. I'm buying you a radio for your birthday.
Ed Sheeran? You don't know who Ed Sheeran is? We played
probably,
one of his songs as our bumper music
today.
I
probably do, but I don't have it. I probably know it if you play it.
That's the complete list. I found a
love. Good song.
Yeah. See, a lot of these songs I know from either Breaking Bad or Ozark or any of the shows. These are all...
You got to turn off the TV.
These are all cuts that go into credits of shows.
And you need
I
to
watch.
Start listening to more radio.
What do I listen to? I listen to the station when I come in. What time do I have to listen to music?
You need
Tell
to
me.
Listen to different stations in what? Order to... Because you don't know any of these songs.
I listen to Big Mama in the morning sometimes.
Well, then call him up and he'll play you a request, I'm sure.
They play these songs.
I listen for the bits.
Yeah, they do play these songs.
I know they do.
I will tell you this song by Ed Sheeran, perfect. Beyonce did a version called Perfect Duet, and then you'll like this. Andrea Bocelli did one called Perfect Symphony.
Yes. Yeah, Ed Sheeran was in Game of Thrones.
Okay. What character?
Cameo, one time. He was one of the knights.
You know what? 239 Bullseye.
Barry White.
No Barry White? Barry I could pick White. Five Barry White songs.
Can't get enough for you.
Different 239 is absolutely correct. This is the whitest list I've ever heard of. Correct.
Three white guys how agree
about,
with you.
How about You'll Never Find?
Yeah.
A hairline on. Like mine. Boom, boom, boom.
All right, we're late. All right, that's it. If you want to add to the list, keep them coming. 239-337.
Oh, shit, by Al Green. Oh, my God, yeah.
I agree.
Did I have my two? That are you,
this is a Caucasian list.
It's a white list.
Aretha's on it. There, we covered.
Oh, come on. No, that doesn't count.
It is. It's no. An all-white list.
Whitney's on it.
Whitney was on.
Beyonce's on it.
Whitney, Beyonce.
So you're telling me of the 20 greatest love songs of all time, white people sing 17 of them?
How about Bruno Mars?
Ridiculous.
Bruno Mars?
Ridiculous.
Where's Boyz II Men, End of the Road? How about that?
Oh, we're going to get into some Boyz II Men later.
All right, yeah. We got to take a break. Sheeman and Shepherd, happy Valentine's Day. 99.3 ESPN. Wait. Hold on, in the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Sheeman and Shepherd.
Now we're talking.
99.3 ESPN. This song did not make our list.
Should have. How about the other two that should have? Let's Get It On.
Yeah. A lot of good songs that did make our list. This was an MSN.com list of the top 20 romantic songs for Valentine's Day, and a lot of texting going on. People suggesting Isley Brothers, Garth Brooks, Pete. This is a picture of a radio. Please check it out once in a while.
I know what it
learn
looks
some
like.
Songs. Marvin Gaye, Dan Fogelberg. So a lot of Marvin Gaye. What's the deal with Al Green?
But Beth by Kiss.
They're only number one.
If your girlfriend
never made it to number one.
Yeah,
Beth made it to number one.
We had this discussion once. Oh. I actually thought it did too, but it didn't. It was their highest ranking song. Yeah. But all right, so Pete Shepard, people are texting in songs that they think missed the mark or weren't on this list. You have a couple you like.
Yeah, two that would never make the radio because they're way too long, but they are absolutely beautiful songs. I say this to you. The first Meatloaf album that he made, Bat Outta Hell, there is the most beautiful song. It's called For Crying Out Loud. It's 10th track.
I thought you were going to go Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
No. It is spectacular. It's 9 minutes long. It is spectacular. It'll give you, it's a slow rock/operatic type song. As only he could do it. Spectacular. And the other one, believe it or not, you would never think. Remember Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Relax, Don't Do It?
Yeah.
The last song on that album is called The Power of Love. And Celine Dion has a song, The Power of This is Different. It's not that version. Completely different version than anything you'd ever heard in your life. Absolutely spectacular. Goosebumps.
But this was a list of all-timers, and you've just picked two obscure songs.
I'm telling you my list. They're better than half the songs that are on the list you just read.
I gotcha.
Well, in fairness, you didn't know half the songs on that list. And 302 nails it.
Wow.
Where is Casey and JoJo?
Like, Casey and the Sunshine
Casey and the Sunshine Band?
No, like Casey and JoJo.
Who's that?
Fantastic R&B artist. I don't know where they went because their love songs were next level.
Anything I've heard of?
Oh, yeah. Hold on one second.
Casey and JoJo?
I'm a huge fan of Casey and the Sunshine Band. Like way up there on my list.
They don't have a lot of ballads, though.
No. No, it's disco. Yeah. It's upbeat. Toe tapping. Hip swinging.
Casey and JoJo.
Not familiar with Casey. Is that a cartoon? Sounds like a cartoon. Casey and JoJo. All right, you got something for us, Chris?
Okay, I know that.
Oh, Casey and JoJo. Come on, take me back to when I was 7 years old.
You're going to be blaring this at dinner tonight?
Oh, we're going 90s love songs on the way home.
On the way home?
Windows down, singing at the top of my lungs.
And then you're going to walk in, And Sam's going to go, diaper change in room one, please.
Wow. I mean, the 20-something and 30-somethings out there, you're welcome for taking you back. Wow.
Wow. I don't think I know this one.
239, what happened to sports? Nothing. It's a slow day.
It's Valentine's Day, dude.
We're cultured.
I want to hear, well, we got Rick Howard coming. I want to hear bad Valentine's Day stories. Breakups.
Breakups. Somebody trying to stretch it from the friend zone to the girlfriend zone unsuccessfully. All that kind of stuff. And we have to update our Twin Peaks Twitter polls, which are hilarious today. And they have Valentine's Day themes as well.
239, ESPN clearly does the Grammys. You're listening, aren't you? This right? guy and me, man, we don't see eye to eye on this.
No.
He wants us to spend 2 days breaking down the Joe Flacco trade. Or somewhere else.
I think Chris put it succinctly right. What? You're absolutely right.
Tough luck.
Yeah.
Want me to update our polls? We do that when we come back.
Do that when we come back.
Okay, fine.
And we will. I think we have Rick Harrow coming up next, a little sports business. We'll ask him what he's doing, since he's got more money than all of us. See what he's doing for Valentine's Day. So we'll do all that. So stay with us. And yes, we will squeeze in some sports headlines.
No, we won't. Worry. That's ridiculous. I'm
trying to think what I would squeeze in.
Well, Antonio Brown, top five destinations. And that transfer waiver thing and the NCAA is getting reviewed. Remember?
And are we underway at Riviera?
Yes.
All right. Finally, after the Pineapple Express rained all over him.
I'm up.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3. Yes? What? Huh? What?
ESPN.
99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.